It's time to flashback
with Michael Smith.
Didn't read that volume. Let's flash back in time. Michael Smith from 7 News joins us. Morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Will and David. I know I'm not eligible for the meat tray, but I was given a couple of pieces of advice. When I was starting in television, they said, be nice to people on the way up because you'll meet them on the way back down. That's very true. And when I started in radio, they said, be very, very careful if you have an Irish bird expert on the program and listen to the way they say feckin'.
Now, don't you get dumped as well, Michael.
Now, in terms of flashback, I'd like to start today by getting you guys to look out the window into Hindmarsh Square, up to the northeastern corner of the square where the Pullman Hotel is. Do you remember what used to be there before the Pullman?
Oh, yes. Well, I remember a couple of things. Way, way, way back, I remember when the Liberty Bookshop used to be there, because I would buy a book with my pocket money every Friday night. But after that, I reckon you are going to be talking about the Academy Cinema City pinball area.
Well, yes, David, a lot of people remember going to the movies, but of course, the playing the pinnies and the tabletop Space Invaders and Pac-Man was also very popular. On Flashback this week, we're looking at lost Adelaide cinemas, because there's a new book coming out next month called South Australian Picture Theatres and Drive-Ins, which remember places like the Academy. Can you believe it's almost 20 years since that was demolished? Some of the others that people might remember are the old Purple Cinemas. Do you remember those? The Greater Union Purple Cinemas in Hindley Street. And one of the great treats, not only was seeing the movie, but afterwards you go across the road to arguably the best gelati in Adelaide from Flash.
Oh, Flash Gelati. And their coffee was unbelievable. That was such an institution, Flash.
Amazing place. That actually started out as the Metro Theatre, built back by MGM in the 1930s. Really opulent, built to Hollywood standards, lots of polished timber and gold. Another cinema centre that people probably remember was the Glenelg Cinema Centre on Jetty Road. That was demolished a long time ago now. That, in fact, was Adelaide's first multiplex when it was developed by Wallace in the early 70s, but built as an Ozone Theatre back in the 1930s. The Ozone was a huge chain around Adelaide. If you've been to the Semaphore Library on Semaphore Road, that was the original Ozone. There was also another huge one on St Vincent Street in Port Adelaide, opposite the Council Chambers, where the shopping centre is now. That's at about 2,000 people. And if you know where the Unley Shopping Centre is on Unley Road, the big car park opposite the Council Chambers there, there were not one but two massive cinemas that both sat about 1,500 people. One of them was an Ozone. The Regal on Kensington Road was an Ozone as well. All of these lost cinemas are featured in this new book out next month, but it also, as I mentioned, features drive-ins. And I've caught up with its author, Scott Smith. Have a listen to this.
It's our pleasure to welcome you to your friendly drive-in theatre. Firstly, if you've not already done so, remove the speaker from the stand and place it in your car. Secondly, adjust the volume control to suit your requirements.
Tolley Road at St Agnes was my big one, and then later on was Jepps Cross. You'd go in the back of the car, in Mum and Dad's car, and you'd try not to fall asleep for the second movie. You always did.
Thanks, everyone. We trust you have a very pleasant evening.
Lots of memories. And if people are interested, the book's going to be launched next month at the Piccadilly by one of 5AA's favourite sons in Pilco.
Oh, sensational.
Terrific.
What a great idea.
Fun bit of local history.
Makes you feel a bit melancholy too, looking at all of those majestic old theatres. And what have they been replaced with?
TVs.
Yeah, no, but I mean the actual buildings.
Oh, the buildings?
Yeah.
Oh, well, probably hotels and apartment blocks.
Yeah, yeah. Are people going to come here and marvel at, you know, what's replaced them in decades to come? I don't think so. Good flashback, Michael. Thank you. And great advice to live by about bird ladies too.